broadcasting 24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane, but when I'm surrounded I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue, 'cause right now I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did.
Yes. Folks, hello and welcome to your indie wake-up call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Woo! We have 2 hours of music for you.
That's right.
Lined up. But first, we got to start out with an RIP to Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
I'm sure you've already heard. I'm sure there's already been numerous dedications on this radio station that you're listening to. Yeah. But we have to put in our two cents because it's Brian Wilson,
folks. Yeah, he died on June 11th. He was 82 years old. That's pretty old. He's just great.
I want to call him a genius, but apparently he chafed pretty hard at being called a genius in life. Mm. So I will merely say that he was wickedly talented.
And a weird guy.
Yes.
And just a funny, such a weird guy. Way.
Yeah, but like, and especially like, because of so many of the, like, you know, musical titans of, like, the mid-20th century were, like, complete monsters.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, kind of weird in a charming way.
Well, I don't know. I think he had some weird relationship too. But
what can you do?
But he made amazing music. Like, he had a really weird life. He
Wall
has so
of
many,
sound,
like,
folks.
Funny interviews and things, especially that have been, like, coming up since he died.
What's his favorite movie? Do you know?
I forget. It's an Eddie Murphy movie or something.
Norbert.
Yeah. We're going to play some songs that are like dedicated to him.
Yes. So we just heard Bare Naked Ladies, Brian Wilson, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move into Pet Sounds off of Pet Sounds. Very, very cool track that I hadn't really, I don't think I'd heard. I've heard like basically every song off of this record without ever having listened to the record in full.
Yeah.
You know? But Pet Sounds. Very fun. And then we're going to play Shortening Bread, which was a song that Brian was obsessed with.
Yes.
There's many anecdotes about him driving people out of the room because he would just play it over and over and over again.
Yes.
It's Shortening Bread also. Bizarre song. Some people think it's like an old like folk songs that like people would sing on the plantations.
Okay.
And other people think that it was a song written by white people to make fun of those work songs.
Oh, okay.
So it's murky history of this track.
Yeah, we're going to play a version that I don't think would have been Brian Wilson's like one that he listened to over and over again. We're going to play the one by the Cramps.
By the Cramps, but it's very fun. And then we're going to play Be My Baby by the Ronettes. Which he was also completely enthralled with and at multiple times said was the greatest song ever written.
Yes.
Yeah, which so, kind of hard to argue.
Yeah, it's Brian Wilson hour.
It's Brian Wilson, not hour,
15
but
minutes.
15 minutes here on Indie Wake Up. Here we go with the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds. Hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Be My Baby by the Ronettes. Before that, we heard The Cramps, Shortening Bread. And right at the top, we heard the Beach Boys with Pet Sounds.
Yeah, that was our little trio of dedicated songs to Brian Wilson.
Yeah, R.I.P. King. Maximum respect to you, sir.
Yeah.
I heard that Brian Wilson converted to Islam on his deathbed and faultlessly recited the Shahada and was promised 72 California girls once he reached heaven.
Oh, yes. You've been waiting to make this joke. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Waiting. I've been telling this joke to everyone who will listen.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only my second
time.
And
now I have this audience here.
Also, did you know two of Brian Wilson's daughters are two members of the band Wilson Phillips?
No.
Crazy.
Wow.
Okay, but that's my segue into Father's Day.
Yes.
Which the day we are recording is Father's Day. So correct. I hope everyone had a good Father's Day weekend. You know, and if you don't like your dad, then I hope you did something fun for yourself. If you do like your dad, I hope that you had a great day with him. And we did. We went to the horse racing track.
Yeah, we went to see the ponies at the Fort Erie racetrack.
At
Father's Day, you get in free. Fathers get a free $2 bet.
Yeah.
We lost every single bet.
Yeah, we did. And also, they didn't believe Dean's dad was a dad to get his bet. They were like, do you have children? Dean's dad is like
babyface
in his
here.
50s. And they were like, uh-uh, you look too young. So maybe they were just gassing him up. Who knows? But Dean and I are terrible at picking horses.
So what horses did we bet on? Wilberforce lost. What was it? Division?
Mo Twilight.
Mo Twilight.
That one also lost. I think that one came dead last, actually. Sad.
There
was so many.
There were a lot of horses.
There was one named Fix Your Hair Up Real Pretty.
Yeah. There was one of the jockeys was named Juan Crawford, which I just thought was the coolest name ever.
It's so similar to Joan Crawford. It's such a good name, man. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think betting is for me. I've literally never successfully won money from gambling, literally ever.
Well, it's just because you're a newbie. You know, it's like with anything, if you practice hard enough, you can become great at
gambling. This time will be the time.
Yeah, it's putting in your 10,000 hours.
Yeah. We also, I guess, Dean's mom said the secret to success is watching the horses beforehand and the ones that look really nervous or have female jockeys. That's the ones you got to bet on. But we tried, that didn't work, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes the one we bet would come like third, but that's not
true.
First. They have to come first for you to win.
We are sans cigar still.
I know. Some people, like, you can bet on like the whole lineup. You can be like, I bet this one comes first, this one comes second, this one comes third. That's a crazy thing to do. There's
no
way.
That's Uncut Gems
right.
level.
Like,
I can't.
What?
I can't even fathom that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Say it back.
Yeah. And luckily, none of the horses were injured while we were there.
That was
so
huge.
That, bless up, all the horses, you know, left the day unscathed. Mm-hmm. They looked like they didn't always want to go in the little starting pen
thing. The starting pen, it's like a horse coffin, man.
Yeah.
It's so small.
They don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, and what killed me was that sometimes they just wouldn't go in, and then it's like, what do you do? They're a horse, you know? They would be like pulling on it, being like, please come in the pen. And the horse would be like, no, I don't want to.
Not interested.
I'm going to go this way instead, which just killed me. Horses unionize.
Yes.
You know, I went, you know, I'm being a good daughter-in-law. I don't think I would go to horse racing, like, personally on my own. And I just want the horses to, you know, all band together.
Yeah,
break free.
Star
and
Wars
never have
Episode
to run
10.
Around the track ever again.
Literally, that is the plot of Star Wars Episode 10.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that movie.
There's a lot of things that happen in that movie.
Yeah, I wiped that one from my brain. I watched it literally one time in the theater and then never watched it again.
Yeah.
So
it's good, actually.
Oh, okay, well, that's one opinion.
Up, folks, we've got Neil Young, brand new Neil Young. This is Dark Mirage.
Mama's gone now. inside. Her mama's gone now. There's nowhere to hide, nowhere to hide. She can go so low.
Dog, dog, dog. desire that you have.
Folks, hello. Welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Chastity with their song Jittery. Before that, we heard Magdalena Bay with Death and Romance. And at the top, Neil Young with his new track, a brand spanker. It's called Dark Mirage.
Good songs.
Yeah. So, folks, a little movie corner for you. My dear co-host failed to watch this movie.
Yeah, sorry. I had dinner plans. Stew me.
So I watched The Accountant. I've not seen The Accountant 2, which is now on streaming.
Isn't it also in theaters too? Am I crazy?
It was in theaters like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
The fact that I saw so many trailers for The Accountant 2 spoils like the main twist.
Of
The Accountant 1.
Oh, now I want to know what the twist is, but then everyone listening will also have the
exactly. I'll tell you after the break.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys all have to watch The Accountant.
You
got to
go watch The Accountant.
To know the twist.
What can I comment on? It's actually pretty well shot. There's a lot of like frames within frames. I'm not quite sure what that was supposed to represent. Because it's not like
supposed to represent. I am a good cinematographer.
Because it's not just that like Ben Affleck is like framed within frames,
yeah,
like, and it's like him being observed or anything. Because like it happens to a lot of different characters in like scenarios.
Mm.
But it looks nice.
You said Anna Kendrick is in it.
Anna Kendrick jump scares. Oh god, like because she's like the junior accountant who's like you know, talking to and helping Ben Affleck, who's like the real accountant, who, folks, I should explain, Ben Affleck is an accountant, and he's autistic. This is text in the film. And he was the son of a, like, U.S. Marine, and he was taught to control his autism by subjecting himself to all of his triggers such that he can become the perfect machine. So he's
to do accounting.
Well, he's also like he also was trained in like many jujitsu,
like
and
martial
gunplay.
Arts.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's like a trained Marine who is also an accountant for various shady people.
Okay, just quick aside: Marines are always very, very impressive, like martial artists in movies. Mm-hmm. Is that like, are Marines really particularly good at hand-to-hand combat? Mm. Like, what does a Marine even do? They're like
they definitely are trained in hand-to-hand combat, but like I wouldn't put them up against Mr. Lee or anything.
They're like the soldiers of the Navy, right? They're like the first team to go on the ground. But they work for the Navy, not the Army. I remember that that is what a Marine is.
Yeah.
Or is that a Navy SEAL?
The Navy SEALs are like the...
Oh my God, what is even a Marine?
The special ops team. Yeah, the Marines, they're like amphibious. But anyway, that's not important. What's important is that there's a scene in which Ben Affleck, like Anna Kendrick's like, oh, like says something offhand about like multiplying like 5-digit numbers together. And then he like does it in front of her instantly. And then she like bites her lip and so, like eyes him up and down. And he sees like stony face, like just completely oblivious. It's a bizarre scene.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Sounds like a cool movie.
It's a cool movie. It was a lot of fun.
This just says Marines are trained in amphibious warfare.
That's what I just said.
Frog Wars.
Yeah. They were called Frogmen.
What?
Yeah.
What? Okay. We're getting off topic from the accountant.
We are.
But,
anyway,
you know.
The accountant. Go see the accountant, too. That John Birchentral, you know, the guy who plays the Punisher.
I don't think
he's
that's
really
his
good.
Name.
But... It's John Birkenstock or something.
It's John Birkenstock. It's Bernthal.
Bernthal. Anyway, he's good. We like him. And we like Ben Affleck. It was a really good Ben Affleck performance, surprisingly.
Okay. I like the photo of him smoking the cigarette, for sure.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And I like all the implications that he's in love with Matt Damon. That's my also favorite
part
of Ben
Affleck.
Yeah,
once we get like the Ben Affleck like biopic after he dies, that's going to be... Who are you casting as Ben Affleck?
Well, how am I... Ben Affleck is going to live to like 95. He's rich. So how am I supposed to know who the young
helicopter
hot
crashes.
Actors are
it's gonna be,
in 40
no,
years?
But he doesn't have to be young and hot. He has to be like schlubby middle-aged man.
So just a guy that's the same age as Ben Affleck, like currently they're the same age, is gonna play him when he dies in 40 years?
No, I'm saying in 20 years Jacob Elordi is gonna be schlubby.
Okay, background. Dean picks Jacob Elordi to be his fan cast for literally anyone ever. Dean is obsessed with Jacob Elordi.
I know one young actress who's not Timothy Chalamet.
Tell me you're in love with Jacob Elordi without telling me.
We have to. The segment is over. We're done talking about this. Dead Stick, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Get me out.
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Footprints by Sorry Girls. Before that, we heard none other than Pale Hound, Eye of the Bat.
On the Bat.
Pardon me. And then King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard Dead Stick. I said Eye of the Bat because I wanted it to be like a Macbeth, like
Eye of Newt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But alas, but no, it's about a baseball
watching
thing.
A bat. No, it's about a bat.
No, it's a joke. It's like Eye on the Ball, but instead it's Eye on the Bat.
Oh. No, I like that they're following a bat around.
Okay.
They could lead you interesting places. I don't know. They swoop through
the Joker
air.
To his henchmen.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, okay, sad festival news.
Yeah.
Bonnaroo Festival. It was like a Thursday to Sunday situation. And then on the Friday morning, they had to cancel the whole festival, basically, due to severe weather.
Yeah, due to the Nanny State National Weather Service, who said, oh, it's going to be impossible to get anyone in or out of here.
Yes, and all the campsites are going to flood and all this stuff. So that sucks. My heart goes out to all the people that were so excited for Bonnaroo and got all the time off work and drove all the way to Tennessee. And then pitched a tent, and then we're told, please go
home. Kick rocks.
Yeah.
That's tough.
But, like, I'm sure, obviously, we read, like, there's an article on it, and the event organizers.
There's some sort of, refund plan.
Yeah, and, like, the event organizers, all the musicians, like, everyone is obviously so sad. Like,
yeah, they prefer to do the concert.
And now they have to, like, issue a bunch of refunds after they've already paid for everything. Yeah. So, like, that's going to take a hit on the festival's finances, too.
Here's hoping, we still get Bonnaroo next year.
Yeah, geez. So, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Sad for Bonnaroo. And we're praying that this does not happen to the great festivals of Canada are happening this summer. Wolf Island Music Festival is back, so get your tickets for that. You know, Oceaga, there's still tickets, etc. Come hang out with us.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah. Boots and Hearts, I don't know. Other festivals, Veld,
Poops
all
and
these
farts.
Things. Wow. That's
what I like to call it.
That's so
don't even ask me what I call Veld, folks. up next, we've got Bjork. Her record Post is...
You said 20 years old.
No, I was wrong. It's 30.
Wow.
30 years old.
30 years old.
This is a song called It's Oh So Quiet. It's a bit jazzy.
Fun.
So still, shh, shh, you're all alone, shh, shh, and so peaceful until you wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again shh, shh, starts another big riot. So peaceful until you reaction. I got hit. There's no mistake. This is it! Till it's over. And then... it's nice and quiet. Shh, shh. But soon again, shh, shh, starts another big riot.
Like a dream that you soon forget.